Our next speaker is Alan Gates, and he brings a wealth of experience and knowledge to the community, not only as the founder of Hortonworks, but also an original member of the engineering team that took Pig from a Yahoo Labs project and brought it to become a successful Apache Software Foundation project. Alan's done extensive work on Hive, including ACID transactions, and authored a book called Programming Pig. When Hortonworks first started contributing to Apache, they depended on their experienced community members to train their fellow coworkers in the Apache way. But over time, they started to realize that this wasn't scaling and was breaking down, and so they instituted training for their teams. Alan's going to talk about his thoughts on the needs for training, as well as discuss their plans and early results. Please welcome Alan Gates. Thanks, Alan.
As Rich said, I want to talk a little bit about our experience in training our teams internally in the Apache way. So at Hortonworks, we contribute to a few Apache projects. And I don't actually put up all these logos just to kind of talk about all the work we do, but just to show that we contribute to a lot of different communities. The vast majority of the code we write, and not just the code, but a lot of the testing we do, documentation we write, all of that ends up getting contributed to Apache. So obviously, it's a huge part of our focus and the work we do. So we started out in 2011 as a company of 25 people, 22 of them engineers. All 22 of those people, of those engineers, I think, were already Apache committers, PMC members, Apache members, you know, at varying levels of engagement with the community. We knew Apache pretty well. And all our original corporate leaders were also very familiar with Apache. And when we would go out and hire new people, frankly, a lot of the first people we hired were already Apache, already engaged with Apache anyway. And even if they weren't, at a company of that size, we pretty much depended on osmosis to get the training, right? You bring people in, there's just so much critical mass of people that know Apache that they would pick it up. We have grown a lot over the last 5 years. We've gone from a company of 25 to over 1,000. And our engineering team now is greater than 300 people. What works well in a company of 25 doesn't necessarily work well in a company of over 1,000. And so we saw that osmosis wasn't working anymore, right? The critical mass wasn't there. This was particularly true for people who were not involved day-to-day with Apache. When we started out as a smaller company, almost everybody was day-to-day engaged with Apache. As you get larger, especially if you go public, lots and lots of your people, you have lots of people that have nothing to do with Apache on a daily basis. Yet, you know, since so much of our work is involved with Apache, they still have to be aware of what's going on. And so we saw this was particularly true for managers, marketing teams, PR, all these kinds of people. They need to be aware of Apache and how it works, and yet they're not engaged with it day to day necessarily. We even saw that some of our engineering teams were growing so quickly they were struggling to pass on the appropriate cultures. So we need to deal with this, right? So how did we take this on? We decided that it was time to get more formal here. As I said, osmosis wasn't working anymore. So we started out with developing a curriculum for just a one-hour training course for our teams I'll talk about what's in that curriculum here in a minute. We started putting together an FAQ so all of our people would have some place to go and look when they have questions. And we started working quickly with our marketing, PR, and conferences teams to review their material to make sure that what they're putting out lines up, that it says what we were wanting it to say. We decided to focus first on the engineering teams, I suppose because those of us doing it are in engineering, so it seemed like the easiest place to start. But we do plan to roll this out to other groups in the company as we go along. So what are we covering? What's in this? I'm not going to drag you through it in all detail, obviously, since it's an hour-long training and since 90% of it you guys hopefully already know. But we talk about what is Apache and what's the Apache way. We talk about things like, if it doesn't happen on the list, it doesn't happen. Meritocracy, the importance of making decisions as a group rather than using votes to force your way. All those sorts of things that those of us who spend a lot of our time in Apache already know, but you know may not be familiar to people in a more corporate environment. We talk about the Apache license. Why is it considered corporate friendly? How does it work? What does it mean when you're writing code under the Apache license? We also spend a little time talking about other licenses and that people need to be aware of. If you're bringing in code that's not under the Apache license, what are the rules about that? When can you do that? When can you not? That's actually an area that we get some of the most questions from our engineering teams, interestingly enough. We talk about why do we choose to work with Apache? Now, obviously, some of the reason we choose to work with Apache is historical. We spun out of Yahoo to help support Hadoop and friends, and Hadoop and friends were already at Apache. But we've helped start a number of projects ourselves at Hortonworks, and we've always chosen to put those into Apache. Why do we do that? We do that because Apache is a respected and known organization, because it gives us a place to cooperate with our partners and even our competitors on this software. And these things are important to us, right? But we need to communicate to our workers why that is. We talk about how do you handle being both a Horton worker and a part of Apache. This is another area where people have a lot of questions, because the fact that Hortonworks is paying our employees money to contribute doesn't mean, I mean, those employees still have obligations to both sides, right? They're members of Apache communities. That brings a set of obligations and responsibilities. Being paid to work on software brings a set of obligations and responsibilities. How do you line those up? Now, the good thing is, 99% of the time or more, there's no conflict there. As I said, we work with a lot of communities. We want those to be good, healthy communities. So what's good for those communities is what's good for us. But sometimes, as an employee of a company, you do have to be an ambassador to that company and say, hey, you know, you're asking me to do something that I can't do in Apache. Or actually, we find more than to our own company. We find we need to be ambassadors to some of our partners and to some of our customers, because they'll say things like, you need to promise that this release will be here by next January, and we have to tell them, hey, you know, we're part of a community and we can't make you a promise about what that community will do. We can make you a promise that we'll work on it, that we'll work in the community to try to make sure the things that you want, you know, to try to bring in new features and fix bugs, but we can't promise you when that community will release. It will make that decision when it makes it. That's a little bit of education for many of our partners and customers. That's not what they're used to, right? They're used to working with proprietary software systems where the salesman's more than happy to tell them, yes, we'll release that by January. Of course, it still doesn't happen by January, but you know that's something else. We talk through best practices and things to avoid. You know, best practices, a lot of them are very simple. Make sure that whatever you talk about in the conference room makes it onto the mailing list so that everybody can participate. Make sure that the JIRA descriptions you put in don't assume that you already talked to the guy next door and that he understands. I don't know how many times I've seen JIRAs where there's, you know, it's just X doesn't work, and then there's a patch, and then it's committed. You're like, I don't know why X doesn't work. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what that patch does. And it's obvious that whoever did that already had the fix before he bothered to file that JIRA, right? We want to avoid things like that. And then we spend a little time on trademarks, too. I've heard those are important. That was a joke. Anyway. You know, we talk through how to respect Apache's trademarks when you're giving talks, when you're writing. in documentation in our conferences, and just trying to educate people on what do we need to do to respect those trademarks, the fact that all Apache projects do trademark their names, right, and that we need to honor those. So, how's this going? We're not through this by any means. We kind of just got started. We started by beta testing it on our managers. You know, you may find that your managers can make very good guinea pigs sometimes. They did in this case, actually. They were able to give us very valuable feedback. We've started a program to have everybody on our engineering teams go through it. We're maybe 25% of the way done with that. We have what we call a boot camp, where we run all of our new employees through it when they start. It's a full day of training. We're working on shrinking that down, not the whole hour, but shrinking down that down to 15 to 30 minutes and making this a part of our boot camp so that all of our employees will be exposed to this. Now, for new engineers, of course, we'll still be doing the full hour-long program, but we want to make sure everybody in the company has an introduction to Apache, what it is, how it works, why it's important to us. We've actually received very positive feedback. I have to admit, I've done all the trainings so far. The first few times I did them, I was afraid that I was going to get feedback like, you're telling me things I already totally know, why are you doing this? And surely some people in our teams do know a lot of this stuff, and they, I guess, were just polite enough not to say that. But we've actually received a lot of very positive feedback, particularly from people who do contribute to Apache, but aren't necessarily yet a committer. People who are just kind of getting started, but don't yet know how it all works. Also, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from people who are not core developers, our documentation writers, our QE people. All those people have given us, you know, it's been really important to them, because one of the things they've been able to see in this is how important contributing is beyond just code. There's kind of a notion, at least it seems to me, there's kind of a notion that code is what's important and the other things are kind of around it. And through this training, we've been able to share that, no, that's not the way Apache projects look at it, or it's not the way they're supposed to look at it anyway, that, you know, filing bugs, contributing tests, writing documentation, helping people on the mailing list, all those things are just as important as writing code or adding patches. So being able to share that and get that feedback from people who are doing those things has been very good. I'm here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you have questions, if you'd like to see the material we're sharing, I'm happy to share it with you. I need to scrub it a little first because it still has Hortonworks stuff in it at the moment, but I'm happy to share that out with others, and hopefully you guys may find this useful as something to take back to your company as ways to help others understand Apache in the Apache way. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alan.